We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
'59, the best hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier and Steve Sirtis producing this bad boy. Don't look now, Torrey Hunter's kid refusing to play baseball. That's when it's really going to hit you, when a lot of these other players' kids just say the hell with it.
If you don't want me to do anything this hour, I'll happily leave.
But
that's how you want to start off
the
noon. I'm
just saying. I think Torrey Hunter,
you're a real piece of work.
This is pretty good from the 785. MLB needs a Super Bowl ad next year saying, you'll see 60. If you try us, you'll see 60. But you don't have a chance in hell in seeing Roger Clemens' son play.
Kobe?
I just didn't do it as a player I thought right now.
He was with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Joe Mauer's son's a really good baseball player. He'll never play baseball. He's going to move. I think he'll pick hockey. All right, we did not touch this for a good reason because it just – I had got to myself, it better not happen. But we were driving to have a wonderful happy hour as we did Friday when we really enjoyed each other's company. First two rounds were on me. We've really enjoyed each other's company and had a really good time. And we kind of talked about it a bit. Like, little Brett Veach was coming out and just feeling so confident last week in speaking. He also spoke about Kareem Hunt. And we were listening to The Drive with Carrington and Brad, and they were talking about it a bit because he did not close the door on the fact that, hey, he was point-blank asked about Kareem Hunt returning, and he said, hey, we first wanted to focus on, paraphrasing, wanted to focus on him getting his life together, you know, at this point right now. But didn't come right out and say, no, he won't be a Chief right now. I don't believe that the Chiefs will bring him back. Vern, I don't believe you believe the Chiefs will bring him back. When I heard it, I was reminded of the wonderful, wonderful Cedric the Entertainer, who I am so glad he is getting a chance with this new show, Neighbor. Not watched it once, but I feel like it's going well.
Pretty sure it's not called Neighbor.
What's it called?
I think it's The Neighborhood.
Sure. The Neighborhood.
Real happy for him, though.
I am. But he said in some of his greatest works on Kings the Comedy, the wish in Hope Creed. I wish the Chiefs would entertain bringing back Kareem Hunt. I wish they would. Because I would be on their asses so hard. Because if they ever made the attempt to try to even push that moral thing. Because, right, that was why they got rid of him. He lied to us, moral thing. The tape came out. That is not what we are about. No, we had to get rid of him. For this, blah, 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 because we are this. I mean, look, what we did with other people. If they ever thought, Vern, to bring him back, and I don't think they would, they're done. They can't say anything morally. They can't say anything of what they stand upon. This was parts of the reasons we were hearing about Peters and why they got rid of him, because he didn't fit the thought of what a Kansas City Chief should be. And if you even entertain the thought of bringing Kareem Hunt back after what he has done, after you saying he lied to you like you're acting like you had no clue, like if you ever thought to entertain bringing him back, like your credibility should be shot. And I would be on them hard.
But like you said, it's never going to happen.
Yes.
So, look, maybe at the end of Kareem Hunt's career, he could be a Chief again. Yeah, that's a possibility to me. I'm very, I don't think excited is the right word, but like anxious to see week 14 next year. Kareem Hunt, I would imagine, putting up numbers somewhere by that point. Maybe serves a 6-8-game suspension, so he'll be back by week 14, week 15, possibly for a team looking to make a push for the postseason. I am anxiously awaiting the reaction of Chiefs fans here in Kansas City to watching Kareem Hunt put up numbers elsewhere. That reaction, I think, will be very telling, right? The old saying is character is what you do when no one's looking. Well, I saw a lot of people on that Twitter poll last Friday, 75% of 610 Sports Radio listeners saying they'd be fine with Kareem Hunt returning to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I don't think that speaks for the entire population of the Chiefs kingdom. But once you see him out there, you'll start to forgive a lot of things, just like you did with Tyreek Hill, just like you'll do again with the next athlete that comes through this town that makes a awful decision off the field. If he puts up numbers, if he performs, we're willing to look past a lot. And when he's toting the rock for the Chicago Bears next year as they get ready for their NFC championship game, there'll be a lot of people openly regretting the decision to let him go and maybe even questioning the organization for letting him go rather than sitting him out for the rest of the 2018 season, suspending him for the first half of the 2019 season, and then continuing to reap the benefits of his athletic ability.
You've made, but the Chiefs did this. They made the choice of what they were going to be, right? The last two guys that they got rid of, they don't fit, right? We're looking, they've almost pushed themselves in a situation of character. We really look at character, right? And we've got rid of two guys here recently because of character, and they don't fit in our locker room. If you're going to pull that, that's fine. But if you're going to pull that, then bring him right back, that makes no sense. And you should get crushed for that. And I would be on their asses every week about it.
As you should. I think that people would be nationally as well, because it's the epitome of hypocrisy to try to take a moral stand and then go back on it at the first opportunity.
Yep.
It's
816.
It's so outlandish because we know it would never happen.
816, Kareem Hunt not only shouldn't be at the Chiefs, he shouldn't be in the NFL. I mean, I'm not going to say that. But, you know, if someone's going to offer him that, whatever. But I know here, the stance that you made over the last two seasons, we are morally, it's more than just football with us, baby. It is, we're looking for the right people. If they don't fit it, then we're going to tell them to kick rocks. Okay. Not only you got to live up to that, you damn sure can't. Because I'm with you. Some of the team full of car boys won't win. I agree with you. The Chiefs have made themselves that. Right? They've put themselves into me a situation. One slip up from Tyreek Hill, he's got to be gone. You've put yourself.
Oh, they haven't done that. No, just as long as you don't lie to them.
You put yourself.
That's what they've done. They've done this lying thing. That's what they've presented.
That's the line. That's the line is the lying thing.
Yeah.
Well,
Tyreek, as long as he's upfront about it.
Yeah.
That's the statement that they made with Kareem Hunt. They didn't make any other moral high ground statement. They, in their specific statement, said it was about him lying. For those wondering, Kyler Murray will return $1.29 million of that $1.5 million signing bonus, and he forfeits the remaining $3.16 million, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN. That's got to be tough writing that check out.
It'll be good.
$1.29 million to go hit these weights every single day?
Well, I'm trying to figure, how much is the first round quarterback bait?
Oh, in the NFL?
Yeah, like a first or second round guy. Like, what did Patrick get his first year? $6-7 million or something around that. I mean, I know he was a top 10 pick at 10. So, it's, I mean, he'll make that. And he won't be, as I said, riding around to Jacksonville or where'd you say that? where'd you say it? Port St. Lucie.
Right.
And those places, Birmingham and stuff like that. Not even that big. Mobile. Yeah, he won't be rolling around in spots like that. So probably the biggest story in sports over this weekend was, oddly enough, the new football league. I know Serta was beyond amped about it, and it put up really good numbers. To me, the biggest two things out of it was the amount of people who watched it. It at least tied, or even in some cases, people have figured out the numbers that it was ahead of the NBA, which was on ABC. The AAF was on CBS, NBA on ABC primetime. They were just basically around tied. So people watched it. Now, I don't believe that people will hang on to it. But although, I don't know about you, from what I read on Twitter and what I read and what people have said in conversations, people seem to enjoy the product. It was not as good as the NFL. Well, I don't think it was as good as college, but it seemed like people enjoyed the product and not just psychos like Serta or Binkley, who I'm sure just got all over it. People enjoyed it. So I think the two things that I think people watched it, and then the rule changes in it. There were a couple of rules that are different that I feel like the NFL is probably looking at to see if it's something that can implement. Like a big one, for example, is the kickoffs. They didn't have kickoffs. They got the game moving pretty quickly, went right back. It just started at the 25. To see, like, I think if people are watching it at that rate or anywhere close to that rate, that means it's a viewing public and football fans are watching it. I think some of these rules they're putting in, like there's no more onside kicks. I think it's a 4th and 10 from somewhere you can do instead. Like I think they're trying. Like I think if you have some of these rules, the NFL can look and see, okay, I wonder how the public responds to this. If you start getting an outcry of like, oh, you know, I don't miss the kickoffs, maybe that is something you can implement on the NFL. I just think it could be a really good test study for the NFL, especially if the numbers stay remotely close to what it was.
I don't think they will. I think this league has another month of curiosity, and then it will fade away throughout the month of March as college basketball takes center stage, and then the NBA takes center stage in April, and then baseball sets in. No, they get February, the Alliance of American Football. They'll get the month of February from sports psychopaths. But then, yeah, it'll fade away. It probably has a few years of staying power, but I don't think the hunger for football is – I don't think there's that kind of a hunger for football to watch that lesser than talent every weekend, to make any sort of plans around it. If it's on, maybe you'll catch a few minutes of it. But, no, they got about 3 more weeks left, and then hopefully we'll never have to talk about this again. The what? Stupidest thing I've ever
Why
heard
is it stupid?
Name 5 people in the league.
Daryl Johnston.
Stop.
What? He's an owner of San Antonio.
You
Mike
know
Singletary.
A player. Not old NFL guys.
Christian Hackenberg.
Okay, Serta mentioned that one earlier in the
show.
No,
I saw him playing.
Okay, but still, Serta mentioned it earlier in the show. I'll give you Trent Richardson.
Mike Riley is a coach.
So we're naming coaches and owners.
Oh, yeah. You said name
Catch
5
the
people.
Fever.
Trent Green was an announcer.
Okay.
Right, if I went up and down the rosters, I could find guys that.
Yeah.
Fourth and
good sell job.
Instead of onside kick, 4th and 15 from your own 10.
Yeah. I love that. That's cool.
Fun yeah, stuff.
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, Mike Martz.
Can we all pick teams now?
Akeem Hunt, the ex-chief back. He's sure. in it.
All right.
Keep coming in, text line. I cheated. I don't feel
That's
good
That's who
about
you
that.
Are. You're a cheater.
Don't say that to me. I am not a cheater. Only in phase 10.
I am.
Spades. If I get desperate.
Serta says, I am.
All right.
What a clown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.